Something tells me I haven't rambled for a couple of days. Something tells me I've been missing my rambles. So this piece of audio is to catch up. This piece of audio is to make up for the absence of rambling during the last period of time since my previous ramble. But you know, that's impossible. You can't make up for lost time. Yeah, Proust, I think, wrote a book called In Search of Lost Time, sometimes translated, I think, as Reminiscences of Lost Time or something, Remembrance of Lost Time. Anyway, that's French and I'm talking English. And I must confess that I'm going to talk myself to sleep. Yeah, I'm going to ramble down a road. And at the end of the road is a big, big, soft, woolly pillow. And I'm going to just gently fall into that. Cushion. Whether I'll fall forwards or fall backwards or fall sideways or fall on my head doesn't really matter to me. The main thing is that I'm going in the direction of a falling. Sleep has a wonderful pair of arms, that when those arms give you a hug, you can feel lovely and snug. When sleep envelops you, in its grasp, when sleep wraps itself around you so that you can barely wriggle, that's when you know that you found a solid place where you're safe. Yeah, sleep is a safe place. Well, that's what I'm thinking, and of course as I'm thinking that sleep is a safe place, who comes riding round the corner but the black night? Yes, the dark black night. Lance extended, ready to joust with whatever white night I care to put out. Yeah, well, in chess you have the advantage if you're playing with the white pieces. And since I got here first, with images of sheep's wool, and maybe lamb's wool, and cotton wool, and there's nothing like fresh cotton. When you see a field of cotton, it's wonderfully green with these white bits catching the sun. I remember going to the Golan Heights a long time ago and being shocked up on the top of the Golan by how green it was. Yeah, there was loads of cotton planted up there. I've never forgotten it. I've never forgotten the geography of the Golan Heights either. don't know if my memory is reliable, but it's certainly dramatic. And the view you get from the top of the Golan, looking down over Galilee, just unforgettable. Well, I haven't been able to forget it. I remember getting the best milkshake I'd ever had in my life in Haifa, climbing up the hill. Because I remember Haifa as having quite a steep hill from the bottom up to the top. And it was hot. I passed the tomb, I think it was the tomb. If it wasn't, it was a memorial to Baha'u'llah. Yeah, it was one of the key sites for people of the Baha'i religion. Do you say Baha'i religion or do you say Baha'i faith? Do people have faith or do they have religion? Does the distinction matter to anyone anymore? Did it ever matter? Were there schisms fought over it? No, that's not exact anyway. You have schisms, you don't fight schisms. Maybe you create schisms. Anyway. Is there anything in the syllabus of errors about it? It's definitely time for sleep. There's that little imp that wants to be a little bit clever at the end of the day. The light is off. Yeah, everything suddenly. The light has been turned off. This experience of moving from light to dark, rambling from the known to the unknown, crossing a bridge, from here to here. There's nothing like it. There is nothing like a dame. I hope I have nothing left in my brain. Certainly nothing that stains. Who was that wonderful American rhymester who wrote those wonderful classic musical stuff? Okay, I better say goodbye to you. Better say goodbye to myself as well, because any second now there won't be anyone to ramble. The ramble will have ground to a standstill on a hilltop overlooking Valley of Sleep. Bye-bye.